سلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة لذكري، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, as we are making muzakara and reminding ourselves with regard to the great tenets and the great signs of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, one very important aspect is with regard to our masajid, how we should honor and respect that, and that another important aspect with regard to that is our appearance. And unfortunately, today we have just taken this for granted. Whereas Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us over 1400 years ago that سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. A time will come in my ummah, nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. All our names will be very beautiful: Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Ismail, Amina, Fatima. And sadly today, it's not just a matter of beautiful names. Today we have drifted so much that we actually want fancy names. And we want names that are out of the world, which shows how far we have gone. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person will have a beautiful name, but you won't able to recognize whether that is really Abdullah or Abdul Rahman. Is that really Fatima or Amina, or who is that person? Because our appearance, we just take it for granted now. Whatever type of clothing comes in the market, fashion, we must also just follow the fashion. Whereas we have got a beautiful way of life, the beautiful lifestyle that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, there can't be a better way of life for that. And even so, as we have mentioned, that shaitan has been so shrewd and so cunning that he makes us feel that we are dressed Islamically also, but he has brought all types of distractions in our life. For example, Allah Rabbul Izzat says the masjid and salah is aqimis salata li zikri, establish salah solely and only for my remembrance. That is, when we come to the masjid, like whose house you go to, your aim and object is to meet that person. And when you meet that person, you feel happy. So we also come to the masjid, this is the house of Allah. So we must feel that, am I coming to meet Allah Ta'ala here? Am I feeling that I am getting the meeting Allah Rabbul Izzat? Oh, I just came and I went and I feel I'm happy, I performed my salah. But I was so distracted, was I conscious? Did I realize that I was in salah or not in salah? Today we have got so much distractions that shaitan, even in our Islamic garb now he has made us all billboards. That now we have got all fancy logos on our clothing today. And a person walks into the masjid, you came to remember Allah, but your eyes fall, somebody has got an Adidas on, somebody has got a Nike on, somebody has got this on, now your mind is already distracted. Or even today, our kurtas, for example, we have got BMW logos on there, all logos on our kurtas also. And the Imam Sahib also, whoever it may be wearing it, and we think it's nothing wrong. But this is all the work of shaitan to make us distracted and unmindful. And when we become unmindful, this ghafla, this unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives us of the ni'mat of Allah and the closeness of Allah. And then we take it for granted that when we walk in the masjid also, the etiquettes of the masjid to be respectable, we'll come in the masjid, we'll be still talking and we'll talk loud. We don't realize in the masjid, the malaika ayah, Allah Ta'ala's special creation are here and they making dua for us. As long as a person walks into the masjid and with the proper respects, etiquette, he enters the masjid with the right foot, reads the duas that has been taught to us, then the malaika are making dua for us. That Allah maghfirhu, oh Allah forgive this person, oh Allah have mercy upon this person. And that is why our pious elders have taught us, and we learn from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, that come few minutes early before namaz, and after you read your sunnah, you still got time, you make little zikr, or even if you're just sitting quiet, you're not even making zikr, dua, anything, and after namaz also, don't just rush out, sit few minutes, then you'll, the malaika are making dua for you. Some people ask Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, that Hazrat, we find that after namaz, you just sit quiet and you're sitting few minutes in the masjid, you're not making any zikr, any dua. He says, I'm just saying ameen to the duas of the malaika. That malaika are making dua for me, so why must I just rush out? But today, we don't realize this, and we have deprived ourselves so much, and now a person will think, now what Mawlana is talking, that all these kurtas, I paid so much for this kurta, where whatever logo is got, now how can I just give it away? Allahu Akbar. We see today our attention has become so materialized that we weigh our deen according to our money value. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah alayhi says, we shouldn't become like Hindus and Jews, that we make salah or we may do any ibadah to think how much reward I will get. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, a Hindu person is such that if he is sick and he is in hospital, then he'll tell his accountant that just work out if I have to take the treatment and go for operation, how much it will cost me. And if I have to die and people have to come to the house and eat, etc., how much it will cost. Whichever is more, then I'll take the lesser treatment.